My uncle addresses his daughters as the B word. Dear Stephen Shirley, my uncle is married with 6 children, and 3 of them are girls. He grew up in Chicago's housing projects, and he obtained gainful employment and moved his family into a better living situation. The children are all doing above average in school. He's a good provider for his family. However, when I go to his house, the way he talks to his daughters makes me cringe, and it's upsetting. His B-word training program started with his youngest daughter was 5, his middle daughter was 7, and his oldest daughter was 10 years old. He calls them the B-word throughout his conversation with them. Here are some examples of his interactions with them. B-word, go to the refrigerator and get my beer. B-word, sweep the floor. B-word, go to the stove. Come here, B-word. Watching them smile when their daddy says this to them is interesting, to say the least. He says his reasoning for calling them the B-word repeatedly is to get them used to it, so when others call them the B-word, it won't bother them.
Come on, Steve.
I can't stand stuff like this, man. I really can't, man.
It's very, very upsetting.
The B-word won't bother them. They will be used to it. He says it works because when he was growing up, his mother would call his brothers and sisters' name, and when she would get angry, she would repeatedly tell them to kiss her behind. You read it correctly. He contributes that to helping him to not respond to name calling. Having daughters of my own, this technique is unacceptable, but you can't change how another man runs his home. Should I stop being concerned about it?
All right. As a family member and as a human being, you should always be concerned. Where is their mother? How does she feel about all this? Your uncle is married, so is his wife their mom? I mean, I can't believe that his wife is allowing this to happen. This abuse of name calling can make these girls feel horrible inside and lead to all kinds of problems: low self-esteem, depression, problems in school and relationships. I mean, your uncle was raised in an abusive home, so he's repeating this cycle of inappropriate behavior. Maybe you can try to talk to your uncle again. Get family members involved. Recommend counseling. I found this helpful website. I looked this up. It's called childhelp.org, or you can call the National Child Abuse Hotline. The number is 1-800-422-4453, and counselors are there 24/7 to help distressed parents or help concerned individuals who suspect that there are physical or verbal or emotional child abuse that may be occurring in the home. And all the calls are anonymous and confidential. You know, please continue to pray for these girls. Be a positive, loving person in their lives, but don't stop being concerned. Stand up for these girls. They need you. They need you. Get some help. Get them some help. All right, Steve.
First of all, I don't know if this letter was written by a guy, and I think it may be, because at the end of the letter he says, you can't change how another man runs his home.
His home. Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking that a guy wrote this, and this is his uncle.
Right.
Okay, here's the whole situation here. First of all, he's dead wrong. You're going about the raising of your daughters completely wrong, and I know you're not supposed to tell another man how to run his house. I ain't really running a high house. I'm suggesting to you that you have to change as a man for the betterment of your daughters. You cannot take a negative, and you cannot use a negative to correct a negative. Your thoughts is when he's, your reasoning for calling him the B word repeatedly is to get them used to it, so when others call them the B word, it won't bother them. It should always bother them. It should always offend them to be referred to as a B. The objective is to get your daughters to turn into ladies. Now, where your wife at, I don't know, and who this ignorant heifer is sitting around allowing this, because you probably call her one too. Hmm. But you's about a disrespectful ass man. See, I don't know how you figure that works, man. So I guess if I spit in your face, what I'm doing to you is I'm getting you used to getting spat on. So when somebody else spit in your face, you'll be able to handle
That's
it.
That's stupid. That's
how about
so
that?
Stupid,
how about that, man?
That's that
so
logic.
Stupid.
Yeah, let's go with that
so
logic.
So you take your baby and you raise your baby with the idea that, look, I'm going to whoop your ass every time I see you. So that way you get used to people. You'll learn how to fight. Is that your thinking? Or is it better that he just get used to people whooping his ass every time he sees? See, sir, you right there, man. You don't even know what you're doing. You have no idea. By teaching your girls to become getting used to the B word, you now make them become accepting of the B word and everything that comes with that derogatory term when you use it. So now, since I call you a B, that ought to cause you to act like a B, which then allows me to treat you like a B. See, man, I don't even know where you come from. I want to kind of applaud you for getting your family out the projects and moving into a better neighborhood. But what if you're going to take that same dumbass logic you got to whatever neighborhood you done moved in? And you know what's really pissing me off right here is this is another group of young black girls who got a father. And he, you know how many little girls could just use a father, man?
Yes,
so
sir.
They could see what is supposed to be, what real love feels like. You know, so man, that's why I've never spanked my daughters before. Never. Never spanked them before. You know why? Because I didn't want them to think that a man's love is tied to some punishment and some beatings. I just didn't ever want that for my girls. So I always chastise them differently. We're going to do punishments. And usually my voice just startled them into doing right.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, even today with Lori, the youngest one, you know, just we talk. I don't beat Lori, spank Lori, because I don't want her thinking that a man who loves her.
That's right, Steve, yeah.
Put his hands on her to chastise her. So what you doing, man? I mean, really, dog. And to the young dude that wrote this letter. Yeah, you got to get in here and go, listen to me, man. This is filed off right here. You can't put this in these little girls' head to the point where they smile and that's my daddy. You done turned it into a term of endearment. But I got news for you, partner. The people that's out here in the world, it ain't used as a term of endearment. It's a derogatory term. And since we're talking about it, why is us, though? Why we the only ones that in our music, all our women got to be bitches and hoes? Why that's in our music? Why that? I'm sick of this, man.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.